Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Just, I think, a few one-offs here and there. Nothing to really write home about. Hate to say it. And I've certainly gone through my phases of, hey, just come on over and fuck me. Stick your dick in me. Let's get it on. I'm going to pull up my pants and leave the millisecond that you're done. Me wet, nipples hard, everything dripping down my leg, kind of sex. I just need some good BDSM. I need it, I want it, have to have it, and I'm gonna go out and make that happen. I wanna find a guy with a monster dick. I mean, just a monster dick, and see what that's like. Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. Yay! January 1st, 2022. Here we are. I am super excited. I have a lot of fun plans. This is going to be about my sex bucket list for this year. Now, this list is going to be a little bit different. It's a little shorter. I've only got four items on there, but they're sort of broad. So what I know is going to happen here is I've often said before, like, one door opens another. When you start experimenting and you're trying new things and you're having a good time, especially with sexy stuff, like one thing opens the other. And then all of a sudden, boom, you kind of find your way to new little kinks, new fun things. So I'm just kind of opening doors is what I'm doing, I think, for this year and this sex bucket list. And predominantly, I want to focus on trying to get all of this knocked off for Q1 so that Q2, I can add more stuff. That's the plan. That's the idea anyway. So who else is making a list? Anybody making a list? I certainly hope you're working on your personal sex bucket list. Make 2022 a hot, sexy year. Why not? What have you got to lose? What's going to happen if at the end of the year you didn't? It's just going to be the same repeat of the previous year. You don't want that. Come on, guys. Let's get our sexy on. This is what I'm here. I'm your little sexy cheerleader trying to get you to do this fun stuff. Just think about what you like, what turns you on. Just be three things. I mean, this year's list is short. I can, you know, you guys can go back and listen to my other 5 years rather. This is the start of the sixth season officially. This is my first episode of season 6. Wow. Oh my gosh. So much good stuff. And oh God, I can't even wait to tell you guys this. I just did my first interview with a porn star. That episode is going to be airing next Saturday. And we've decided that we're going to do kind of like a 3-part series. It'll just be once, he'll be on once a month. I had so many like brain explosions. I wish there were other kinds of explosions, but talking to him was like blowing my mind. This guy's got so much knowledge about sex. He's like my sexual Gandhi, my guru. I was just able to sit there and ask him all these questions. I think the interview was amazing. And there's so much more that he has to say and tell us. That's why I decided to do 2 more after this, because one could just not cut it. His name, guys, is, if you want to look him up before next Saturday, is Eric Everhard. And he has been with more than 5,000 women. So he knows a thing or two about sex. He knows a thing or two about erections, getting a hard dick, women's bodies, how to turn her on, how to turn men on. I mean, it just was such a fun, sexy little cornucopia of knowledge that I just had to go back and tap it 2 more times. And maybe we'll see, maybe even more than that. Maybe I'll try to get him to be a regular. Oh my gosh, though, guys, I honestly felt like this is just already one of my favorite interviews. Boom, right out of the gate, I'm starting off with, you know, a great one. So I'm super excited about that. And I cannot wait to share this with you. Okay. So back to your list, guys. Are you making them? I hope I can inspire you. I don't usually make New Year's resolutions because I'm always kind of working on myself, that kind of stuff, improving, making things better all throughout the year. I don't need the year to turn over for me to want to try to do stuff better or always improve. So that's kind of like ongoing for me on a personal level throughout the year. And I just took 2 weeks off. By the way, guys, if you sent me a voicemail and you didn't get a response yet, trust me, it's coming. I have been ripping through my backlog. I just took 2 weeks off. I really wanted to kind of unwind, decompress, organize every fucking thing in my house. It's like I bought new furniture for my office, reorganized it. Same with my bedroom. I mean, I like to organize compulsively, I think. I might have a little problem. No, but it's just nice to have. I just like everything just so, you know? So that would have been like, that's the one thing I knew. Like, okay, when I start the year off, boom, it has to be everything. I just want everything the way I want it. So let's see, what else have I been up to at the end of the year? Well, I've definitely been getting my flirt on and having some fun interactions. You know, just I think a few one-offs here and there. Nothing to really write home about. Hate to say it, but it's weird. It's like something, that right little spark isn't there. When I say friends with benefits, I really mean it. I mean, if you're going to be putting your dick in me on a regular basis, I kind of want to like you. There has to be something that I connect with you on a certain level because I want to be able to just spend time, do some fun stuff, also be having this great sex. And that does take some connection. You have to sort of like them. And I've certainly gone through my phases of, hey, just come on over and fuck me, stick your dick in me. Let's get it on. I'm going to pull up my pants and leave the millisecond that you're done. And it's just not as fun. I can say for me personally, I've tried it all ways. And I totally get it because sometimes I am way in the mood for just complete non-committal, no connection. I don't even want to remember your name sometimes. Doesn't that sound awful? But it's true. It's the truth. Sometimes I do feel like, and I feel like that, and I do operate in that mode. But lately, I just haven't been able to tap into it. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but the super, super casual stuff just isn't floating my boat. So, and it's not making the sex that great either. So I just don't want to have sex that's like brushing my teeth, just something you do. I mean, it has to have some sizzle, right? I mean, come on. It's sex. It should be, I don't want mediocre sex. I don't want average sex. I want great fucking sex. Hot, steamy, sticky, me wet, nipples hard, everything dripping down my leg kind of sex. Yeah. So that's definitely what's on the radar for this year. And oh my gosh, it's not a hormone thing because I'm horny as fuck. I mean, does anybody ever wake up and just, I know guys do this, but I do it too. Like I'll wake up and I'll just be touching myself. You know, I'll wake up touching myself and I'm like, I don't even realize it. And then then all of a sudden I'm like, why am I stroking my clit? Like just kind of lightly stroking it. Just, you know, and I'm like, stop that. Are you going to finish this? What are you doing? Make a decision, you know? Oh, anyway. Okay. Oh, this is kind of funny too. I did get asked out by this one guy and he's just like, ah, I want to take you on, you know, for the first day. And he wanted to take me out on his boat. I was like, no, no, thank you. I've watched way too much Dexter. I'm a huge Dexter fan. So happy that there's the Dexter New Blood series that's out finally. But no, I watched way too much Dexter back in the day. And no, that's just not going to make me. You're not going to take me out on your boat, hack me up into pieces and drop my body in bags down at the bottom of the ocean, never to be heard from again. No thanks. Okay, let's get to the bucket list. Here it is. So the first thing I'm really after this year is I've never done this. I want to join some BDSM groups, you know, go to Munches, find more communities. When I did the Kink in the Chain interview, they are really heavily involved in the community and, you know, in the community is their thing. And I've never really been, I don't know, I've just never been like a joiner, I guess. I don't usually join groups or try to go to Munches or parties or things like that. But I think this year, this is my year to get a little more social on the scene with groups. And I really want to put a lot of emphasis on that. I feel like this is going to help me hopefully just go deeper with my own submission find like-minded people, and hopefully some of them that turn me on, and hopefully a seasoned dominant that I can start seeing and have a connection with and keep up the level that I got accustomed to of the BDSM. I have given it enough tries with guys who want to try it, think they're dominant, they don't know. It's not the same. And I get it. Everybody starts where they start. But I, for me right now where I'm at, I really want someone to take me farther. And so I just need to put myself in the right situations and be around the right people. And so I'm going to seek it out. And that's kind of different for me because I'm just usually kind of shy away from that thing. I don't know why. It's never been my thing. But I'm going to give it a shot because, again, I feel like it's going to open a lot of doors. And it may not be that the community vibe is right for me. Not saying it is or it isn't. I just don't know at this point. But again, I really feel like it's just putting me in the right spot and around the right people to ultimately get what I want. And I just need some good BDSM. I need it. I want it. I have to have it. And I'm going to go out and make that happen. Okay, the next thing is I'm going to be a little dick picky. I'm going to be a little dick specific. I'm looking for, this year I've got to find, and this is so awful. Not awful, actually, I shouldn't say that, but I want two things. I want to find a guy with a monster dick. I mean, just a monster dick and see what that's like. I've only experienced like a big dick. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. I've experienced big dicks, but I have sort of like a super monster-sized dildo, and I would love to find somebody that's that size and just feel that from a real-life human being, see what that's all about. I think that would be a lot of fun. So I'm looking for uncircumcised and just a big old dick. And I mean, when I say big dick, I mean girthy. Girth is important. That's what I'm looking for. Something super thick. And I may have to look at a lot of dick pics. Don't send me any though. I mean, I will go and find them. Guys are happy to post them. I can peruse their profiles and hand select the perfect dick that I'm looking for. All right. And in that instance, I won't complain about the fact that they're, you know, flopping it against a soda can or a remote control or what's the other thing, shaving cream, you know, to show me how it compares to something that I would sort of already have a point of reference on the size.
Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
Of it. Okay. Number three is I want to try being in a throuple. I would like to be a couple's girlfriend. Why not? I think that would be so much fun. I could be their girlfriend and we can have fun and go out and do stuff, have great sex. Because again, I'm really looking for, it's not the one-offs. I would love to find a couple that I can just spend time with from time to time. You know, we all go out, we have fun. We actually do get to be friends and we also have great sex together. This is killing two birds with one stone. This is trying out the throuple thing. And maybe if I'm more comfortable with her and him, I guess, as a throuple, that I might be more prone to trying more stuff with her. I think that'll help me kind of get over that, you know, I don't want to eat a pussy hump. And maybe it's just that flat out it's not for me. That could be. I don't feel that I'm bisexual, but I could be if I put myself in the right circumstance. I don't know. I've just got to get at the bottom of this once and for all, I guess. I've got to get that answer. I just want to know. Everybody that has written into me that hasn't done it and then they do it, they tell me how sexy and erotic it is, how like they were kind of coming from my position. They didn't have any, they weren't inclined or any inclination at all towards women. And when they did it, it was just a whole nother world. And it turned out to be just something completely different than what they thought. And they really, really enjoyed it. Okay. Then the next thing is I have to attend 2 sex-related events or clubs in Q1. Now, this is a challenge to me because I don't really know anybody, so I'll probably be going alone. I mean, maybe I can wrangle someone to go with me, but I usually don't like I don't like to go to a bar by myself, and I don't want to show up on time because I don't want to walk into a bar by myself. I want to know that the person or the people I'm meeting, whomever, they're already there, and I walk in and I'm confident and I know right where I'm going and who I'm going up to. It's weird. I just have this thing about it. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it comes from, but I just don't like, I don't mind. It's the weirdest thing. If I walk in and people are looking at me or I feel like they're looking at me, if I know that my friends are there and I walk in with a purpose and I know exactly where I'm going and who I'm looking for, I feel more confident than when I'm like, oh shit, I'm by myself. Okay, let me just go sit and wait. And what do I do? Do I look around the room? I feel eyeballs on me. Oh no, don't look. You know, like I get weird. So I'm going to push that boundary. I'm going to put on I'm a sexy diva persona and I just don't give a fuck. And God damn it. Yes, I'm here. And yes, you are looking at me and I know it. Thank you very much. And work it and just be comfortable with going places by myself and just seeing what happens. Kind of like, this is the fun stuff. It's almost like a role play for me. Just, I get to step into kind of being a little bit of being someone that I'm not. I think that's always fun. There's times in my life when I've been able to do that. And it's not for lack of confidence. I don't lack confidence. I don't feel so conscious about my body or any of that kind of stuff. I just have this thing about going somewhere alone by myself. And some people don't have a problem doing it, mixing and mingling and talking to people. I'm very outgoing and I can do it. So I'm going to push myself to do that. And since these are going to be sexy scenarios, sex clubs, sex parties, sex events, you know, whatever. I just want to push myself out of jump into the deep end and just go for it. And I feel like if I'm by myself, I'll probably meet more people. If I go with someone, they're like my security blanket and I probably won't mix and mingle as much. Although it is fun when you go with someone else too, just depending on who it is. I mean, you can have a lot of fun when you're with a sexy hot partner. And you guys know I've told that story about how I didn't really realize how much I liked being an exhibitionist, but it came out of me. It just came out and I loved it. I loved that people were watching me with my partner and that we were turning people on, and it turned me on and got me so, so wet. That was like the perfect storm. There was something going on that night. I'm telling you, oh my gosh, I was on fire. It just, everything was clicking on all cylinders. I was there with the right person. It was just the right circumstance. And we were dressed to the nines. We looked great and it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I think I could still achieve that if I go by myself. It'll be different, but then I might just cross paths with somebody that's just hot and sexy and I just get to take advantage of that in the moment. That could be kind of fun. That could be a naughty little, like, have sex with a total stranger. Just I don't even tell someone my name, you know, or fool around with them or whatever we do. And then it's just like, when it's done, it's done. I leave, he leaves, that's that. We don't exchange numbers. It's just like, that was fun. Now that could be hot. See, now that I could, now I'm expanding that. Let me write that down. So the goal then is to try, maybe have just like a random one-off, right? And didn't I just say earlier, like that they're not usually that good. But if you go with that intention, oh, I think it can be good. If you mix it up with the right person. Now, that scenario is hot. Going out and having sex with someone that you know you're just hooking up and it's not that great and you planned it. I don't know. There's something about the spontaneity part of this other scenario that I'm just totally digging. Like I am so into it, and you just never know what'll happen or who you meet. Maybe I won't just say goodbye. Or maybe I will, but that's the fun part. So that's kind of my list there. Just, I think, really getting myself out there, going to the parties, getting more exposure into the BDSM world, sort of pushing myself out there. Normally, I will say I've been sort of lazy. I've been able to sit back and let everything come to me. And that's fine, except for that you're just on the receiving end of what you get. And I know through other aspects of my life that when I just want something, I just go out and make it happen. And usually when I'm driving the train, it goes my way. It goes well. And even if it doesn't, then, you know, you just kind of shift it and move it in a different direction, but you're still kind of on the same path with the same goal. You just make some modifications. So that's my thought there. I think, I know it's a short one. It's a short little bucket list, but I think that a lot of fun stuff is going to come out of this tiny but mighty list. And then I can revise it, see how I do. I like the fact that I've got a time frame here. So I kind of have to get on it, step on it. I can't be fooling around, wasting time. I really was kind of pretty low key in December. I needed that little time off and getting ready for this year and all the fun stuff that's coming up in the podcast. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but just some really fun stuff that I have planned and great interviews. I'm super excited for year 6. And I think 2022 is going to be one of the best years ever for the show. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Fire up your bucket lists yourself, please. And if you do, you should leave me a voicemail. I want to know what's on your bucket list. Maybe you'll inspire me. If you hear me talking about something, you're like, yes, Layla, do that. It is so much fun. Or you know what? If you're into this, you might want to try this. Hey, I am open right now. My doors are open. You're catching me at the right time. New year, open to all the possibilities. I want to make stuff happen, and I would love any suggestions from my fellow little kinksters out there. You can leave me a voicemail, tell me what you like, or of course you can always email me, but you know, the voicemail's my favorite, as you know. It's at the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and it's the pink tab on the right-hand side, and you can just, you know, you can go for 5 minutes at a time. You can just keep going. If you run out of time and you want to keep talking more, just leave another one, part two, part three, however long. All right. Well, that's it. I know it's a short little episode. I don't want to take up too much time on the first day of your new year. Thank you so much for making me a part of it. Love, love, love you guys. The show is growing and growing. I'm so happy and so thankful. Thank you guys so much. I'm so glad that you love sex as much as I do. We're all like in this together. It makes it so much more fun for me. And I'm just proud. What can I say? I feel like a proud mom. Every month, the numbers are growing and growing and growing and more downloads. It's amazing. It's really amazing. So thank you guys so much. Let's make this a great year. Work on your sex bucket list. Please don't just leave this to chance anymore. If you've been listening to me long enough and you've been thinking about it, you know who you are, and I am talking directly to you. Yes, you. I am talking to you. You need to sit your butt down, spend a little time, think about what you really like, what's hot, what's sexy. You have a huge back catalog of my episodes to refer to that, you know, I've talked about sex 7 ways a Sunday and all my experiences and all my previous bucket lists, or, you know, just start Googling some stuff. Type in blowjobs, whatever, you know, cum shots, cream pies, you know, what it could be super specific, a certain act you want done, or it could be like me, just where I'm like, okay, I've knocked, I think, a lot of real, real specific stuff off, but I've gone very narrow and precise. Now I just need to kind of cast a wider net, I think, and just see what happens because I'm open. I feel like it was important for me to scratch some really, really specific things off. And I've done that. Now I need to start having the doors open so that I can explore all the possibilities because I'm open. You know, I'm totally open-minded. Having done this for this long, I just know how much better my life is and how much happier I am, quite frankly, when I've put my sex life kind of close to the top of the pyramid, sometimes very at the tippy top, depending on how hyper-focused I am on it. But it definitely, I feel great. I feel sexy. I feel like a woman. And then that's what I take to my partners. You know, they get to experience that. And it really, really, it works for me and it works for them. So this is your year, guys. Don't put it off. It doesn't matter. Just start with maybe three things. Three little things. You know, I mean, or make it as big as you want. But I find, you know, you can start simple and you can always add to it, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to see where this, just see where these four things take me. I bet you it's going to be a fun year. All right, guys. Mwah. Love you so much. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend and make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.